Grows bumper listing day. Shares up 31% from IPO price.
Meti versus tech bodies on deep fake rules.
Aether's edge over Ola Electric explained.
Figma opens its first India office in Bengaluru.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your shows. Bhavya, big day on Dalal Street. We're talking about Grow's blockbuster market debut.
Absolutely, Chandra. The Bengaluru-based fintech had a stellar listing. Its shares surged 31% today, which is the listing day, taking Grow's valuation to about 81,000 crore, up from the IPO's target of around 62,000 crores.
That's quite a day of listing gains for all those who managed to get allotment in the Grow IPO. And what's interesting is clearly something that seems to have helped Grow is they went for a more conservative valuation despite being India's most profitable new age tech company. So it looks like investors liked the fundamentals, the higher EBITDA margins of about 60% compared to peers, and rapid revenue and customer growth.
Yes, there were a few concerns around SEBI's new rules for brokerage firms, which might have made Grow price the IPO cautiously, but that restraint clearly paid off. It's now one of the most successful tech listings today.
Meanwhile, another IPO news, Capillary Technologies, the SaaS firm, has trimmed the size of its issue ahead of its debut.
Yes, the SaaS-based loyalty and engagement platform reduced its primary issue from 430 crore rupees to around 345 crores and also halved its offer for sale component too. And the company's CEO, Anish Reddy, told us today that they've generated about 55 crores in free cash in just the last 6 months. So they didn't need to raise as much. He also said that it's more of investors' choice than necessity.
So interesting, a lot of firms, including Boat and Pine Labs, are trimming their IPO sizes just days before hitting the public markets. This could be signaling confidence in their unit economics or just a desire to avoid overpricing amidst uncertain market conditions. From IPOs to AI policy, and this one's heating up, India's tech industry is pushing back against the government's draft deepfake rules.
That's right. The Ministry of Electronics and IT, or MeitY, released these draft amendments on October 22nd, and they want all AI-generated or altered content to be labeled as synthetically generated information, or SGI.
Which sounds reasonable until you realize that synthetic could technically include everything from autocorrect to Instagram filters.
Exactly. The Internet and Mobile Association of India, or IAMAI, NASSCOM, BSA and ITI Council have all raised red flags. They're saying the definition is just too broad.
In fact, NASSCOM, in its November 8th submission, said almost all digital content could end up being labeled synthetic. BSA, which represents Adobe, Microsoft and OpenAI, cautioned against a one-size-fits-all rule.
Yeah, IAMAI's feedback also said that, you know, AI-assisted grammar correction, image enhancement, or even sound mixing could get tag synthetic.
So the draft rule defines SGI as any content created or altered using a computer resource in a manner that reasonably appears to be authentic or true. Platforms would have to label or embed metadata for such content. So it's clear the intent is to fight deepfakes, but the challenge will be to avoid over-regulating the everyday tech that powers social media advertising or even newsrooms. All right, let's charge up now. The EV rivalry is back in the spotlight, and Aether seems to have edged ahead of Ola Electric this quarter.
Yes, it's definitely an interesting Q2 financial 2026. Aether Energy reported revenue of about 898 crore rupees, which was up 54% year on year. In contrast, if you look at Ola Electric, they saw their top line dip over 43% to 690 crore rupees.
Now, Bhavya, both companies did cut losses though. Aether's net loss came down to 150 crore, while Ola's improved to 418 crore from nearly 495 crore last year.
Definitely, Chandra. On profitability metrics too, Ola recorded its first ever positive EBITDA, which was modest 0.3%, and Aether improved their margins by over 1,100 basis points, which is now at negative 10% with EBITDA of 22% gross margins.
Now, the market share numbers are stacked against Ola Electric. Ola has slipped to fourth place in the electric two-wheeler market with just about 11% share compared to over 35% a year ago. Aether took the third spot with 17% market share, while the incumbents TVS and Bajaj have zoomed ahead.
Yes, but if we have to look at the future outlook, both companies are gearing up for the next growth expansion phase. Ola's banking on its Gigafactory and Ola Shakti, which is their cell manufacturing line, targeting FY27 for a scale up. Meanwhile, Aether is also building their new plant in Maharashtra, which is set to open by March 2026 to boost capacity and cut down unit costs.
So the next lap of the EV race won't be about flashy discounts. It's going to be about discipline, cost control, and scale. Wrapping up today's show with some interesting news for all you people who are into design in a big way. And we're talking about Figma. So Figma has finally opened an India office.
That's right. The collaborative design software maker just opened its first India office in Bengaluru, joining other US tech majors expanding here.
Now, the company already had offices in Singapore and Tokyo, but India is strategic. It's actually Figma's largest market outside the US in terms of users.
That's huge. So as of July 2025, Figma had around 13 million monthly active users, and over 40% of the BSE 100 companies use their tools like Flipkart, Myntra, TCS, basically a who's who of Indian tech.
Now, the Bangalore office of Figma is expected to focus on sales and marketing roles for now, but it could expand into product or partnerships later. Remember, Figma joins a growing list of global tech companies expanding their footprint in India. Anthropic is setting up in Bengaluru. OpenAI has an office in Delhi and Starlink's in Bangalore too. Even Graphcore set up an engineering center here earlier. So very interesting times. All global companies are making a beeline here, not just because of the booming user base, but also because of the huge talent pool and developer pool in the country.
All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thank you, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.